USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Negotiators are getting closer to a deal to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a U.S. default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this morning, it's important when that deal is reached that it's transparent.
This is something of the way our founders devised this country, right? People lend their voice to us, and we work to make sure their voice is heard. And at the end of the day, I think people should see what that product is before people vote on it.
He didn't go into any detail on what issues still separate Republicans and Democrats. President Biden is also expressing optimism that negotiators are close to a deal to raise the debt ceiling. He made those comments as he left for Camp David for the long holiday weekend. In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has pushed back the date the U.S. may default to June 5th. Prosecutors in New York are telling former President Trump's lawyers that they have an audio recording of Trump and a witness as evidence in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. The evidence was made public in a court filing on Friday. It's not known who the witness is or what the recording says or when it was made. Trump was charged last month with 34 counts of falsifying business records involving hush money payments, and he pleaded not guilty. Texas lawmakers are set to begin impeachment proceedings on State Attorney General Ken Paxton today. The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee has filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Holiday travel this weekend is topping pre-pandemic levels, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is keeping an eye on the air.
This is a big stress test of the system. We're seeing huge, huge demand. But so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He says they're keeping an eye on some possible severe weather and whether or not the system is now able to handle the issues it will cause. 42.3 million Americans are expected to travel. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Consumers spent more in April. New government figures show consumer spending rose 0.8%, which is double what analysts had expected. It's also the biggest jump in consumer spending in 3 months. New car purchases helped boost spending last month. The 2023 hurricane season is expected to be near normal. That's the prediction from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The official government forecast calling for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. Jay-Z and Beyonce are in the record books, but not where you'd think.
It's not a chart topper or a video's page views. The musical power couple is buying a home for $200 million in Malibu, California. It's the most expensive home sale in the state's history, and it's the number two all-time priciest home in the U.S. Pair actually got the mansion at a bargain, nearly $100 million under the original listed price, according to TMZ. I'm Jerry Barmash.
A Southern California elementary school is going to present The Sound of Music without any Nazi imagery. Officials with the Fullerton School District said they made the decision after a parent expressed concerns over their sixth grader wearing a swastika. That Nazi symbol, as well as the Heil Hitler salute, will be omitted from the musical, which is set in 1938 Europe and follows the Von Trapp family as they flee the Nazis in Austria. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.